Hi, this is the team over at the Whole House Podcast. Starting in January, be sure to subscribe and listen to our team of overly caffeinated ladies as we share our hearts in unscripted conversations about home, health, and family. In the meantime, you can check out what we're all about on our blog at thewholehouse.org, on our Instagram at the_whole_house, or on Facebook at The Whole House.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode 53. Wow, guys, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. The holiday season is officially upon us. It's crazy. 2017 is winding down. This is probably going to be the last interview podcast for the year. We're just going to kind of take a little break for the holidays after today and just kind of get ready for a big year for 2018. We've had a great first half of season two. We've had so many great artists. We're excited about our new launch of our new podcast called The Whole House Podcast. It's not going to feature me or anybody else that's ever been on this show, other than maybe my wife, who's on this show every now and then. It's going to be a podcast mostly for women. It's going to be about fostering and adoption and parenting. It's about health. It's about a lot of great stuff, so if you think you know anybody that would be interested in that, definitely check that out. It's called The Whole House Podcast, and it's going to debut in January of 2018, as you heard at the beginning of the show. It's something that we're very excited to launch. We've been working on this for a little while, but we've got some great stuff for you guys to listen to. So it's definitely different from this podcast, but it's going to be a part of our podcast network. So if you want to listen to that, you should be able to find that at decentchristiantalk.com. There will be more information on there where you could possibly listen to that. And if you subscribe to us on there, you'll get an email every single time that the Whole House Podcast uploads a show, as well as this show, for that matter. And you can do that by subscribing at decentchristiantalk.com, just by giving us your email address. But be looking out for that on January 2018. We're definitely looking forward to that. It's the Whole House Podcast. We've kind of hinted at it for about a month or so, but we're going to launch in January. We're very excited about that. Before we really get into the meat and potatoes of this show, which features a fun interview with Aaron Cole, we'll talk about that a little bit later, we're going to get into talking about our Patreon page. Hey guys, it's the end of the year. As some of you may know, running a website, running a podcast does cost money. Just maintaining that space online, unfortunately, isn't free. So I would appreciate if you guys could join our team. For as low as $1 a month, you can join, be a part of our team. And that definitely helps us out. I'm not going to lie to you, every little bit helps. And you can go to patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. That's patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We already have a few people on there that have joined our team, and we would just love to have you. For as low as $1 a month, you can be a part of that team. Or if you want to give a one-time gift, if you don't want to give a monthly thing, if you just want to do a one-time thing, you can also check that out at our website, decentchristiantalk.com. There's a place on the right-hand side of the page, right around the place where you would subscribe to our website. There's a donate button that you can donate to us through PayPal. And that definitely would help us out at the end of the year, winding down. We got a great show for you today. Aaron Cole is on the show today. Aaron Cole is, You know, last year we kind of did a kind of a informal breakout artist of the year in 2016, and we named Graceful Closure as the breakout artist of the year, and we talked with them last summer and as well as this summer, kind of catching up with them, and I mean, I don't want to brag, but Graceful Closure blew up not long after that first interview. They've been played on radio stations across the country, been in the top 10 in Christian rock radio over the, you know, over many stations. So I mean, I don't want to brag, but that, I guess that bodes well for this year, Decent Christian Talk Breakout Artist of the Year 2017. We're gonna informally, we don't have any awards to hand out. We don't have any hardware anyway. But we're naming Aaron Cole as our 2017 Breakout Breakthrough Artist of the Year. You know, this was actually done at Creation earlier this year. And he was kind of a late add to the lineup. But when I saw that he was there, I was like, man, I've got to check this out because I've heard him. He's done a lot of collaborations with Derek Minor. He's done one with Holland. He actually did one with DJ Madge around the time of the anniversary of Jesus Freak a few years ago. But man, he's got a great voice, singing voice, as well as a great rapping voice. And so I checked that out at Creation. We got to catch up with him and talk with him around the early July. And then not long after that, Toby Mac announced that he signed Aaron Cole to a deal with Goaty Records, which is a big deal because Goaty Records hasn't had a rapper on their label for a while, really since Grits was around. I mean that's a big deal for Toby to sign someone like that. And it really just kind of shows the growth of Christian hip-hop. It's been a really, really fun year for Christian hip-hop. Yeah, we just had a number one artist, NF, was number one overall on the charts with his new album. So, I mean, that's two artists from the Christian hip-hop genre that has hit number one overall, Lecrae and NF. That's a pretty big deal. It was fun to catch up with Aaron Cole. One thing about Aaron Cole is he is very young. He turned 18 last February. So he's a young guy. But that means that he has a lot of potential left in him. And I'm excited to see what he does on Goaty Records. And I'm excited to present this interview to you. Without further ado, here is our interview with Aaron Cole.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Don't worry, just lay it down. It's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait on, wait on. This love is always mine.
So, I'm here with Aaron Cole, the next big thing in Christian hip hop.
Next big thing.
Oh, thank you.
That is, I'm serious. I think you are. I mean, I really think. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18.
Yeah.
Wow. When I was 18, what was I doing?
You're playing soccer.
Not very well.
So,
at that age, how do you get connected to the hip hop community the way that you have?
Back in the day, my dad, he had a studio back in Bristol, Virginia, where I'm from. You know, just different people would come out. You know, the quality wasn't that good back then, but, you know, it's whatever. different artists would come in and out, and I was three, and I would be sitting to the sessions with my dad, and I remember one time my uncle, he used to be a rapper, and so, like, anytime he would do a song, I would definitely, like, I'd be paying attention because, you know, that was my uncle. So, like, I remember I was rapping whole verses, like I'll be rapping his verses back to him, And it was like, oh, snap. Like, you know what I mean? And they decided to write me this rap. And, you know, of course it was like, Jesus to rock. You know, I was three, but yeah. still, I was rapping, you feel me? Yeah. And then, and then like, all the way up to seven, I was just doing, like, projects. They was writing stuff for me. And then I would, you know, learn it, rehearse it. And then I'll go out, do shows, whatever, all up to seven. And then, actually, my uncle, because he was only writing for me, my uncle, he got married, moved away. And so I was like, dang, what am I going to do? Because I didn't know how to write yet.
Yeah.
And, then I remember I was just praying, like, God, teach me how to write, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, I remember writing stuff, but it was being, like, whack. Like, it was, like, terrible. And so, like, I just stopped. I just stopped doing music for a while. And then, like, I went to, when I got into middle school, like, I was never really a bad kid because, like, my parents were Christians. But, you know, at that time, I didn't, like, know what it was to be a Christian or nothing like that. Yeah. So, going into middle school, I wasn't a bad kid. But I wasn't a Christian, so when I got into middle school, people would just always, you know, try to make fun of me for being a good kid.
Sure.
So I remember, like, coming home to my dad crying, like, yo, like, I'm being called this, this, that, and the other. And then I remember him just telling me, like, you were called for a purpose. And that's when I came to the Lord for myself. That's when I started doing music for myself. So ever since then, man, I was just like, this is what I want to do. I feel like God, you know, called me to do this. And after that, man, I just really started working on my craft. I was just writing every day, you know, and then I actually got good. And I was let's just keep getting better. And then things just start happening. Guys just start opening doors. So
that's awesome.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So did you like play any sports when you were?
Yeah, when I was in school, I played basketball.
Did you?
Yeah. So like I was good all the way up to freshman year. And then like freshman year, because you know, like in the summer you have camps.
Oh all yeah. All
so
summer
I was
long.
Getting better every summer.
Yeah.
And then the summer after freshman year, I was like, that's when I started. Music started popping for me, so like I was on tour in the summer. So then like I came back sophomore year and I was just like, what the heck happened? And like I was okay, but I wasn't like as good. So I was just
Monstars.
Who would
right? Took everything from me.
Okay, game of 1-on-1 versus you versus Derek Minor. Who would win?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Derek play yet, but like.
Oh, have you heard him talk about playing?
Yes.
He thinks he's Kevin Durant.
Derek talks a lot. Okay. Derek talks a lot. Like, when I've gone to his house, he talks a lot. But I feel like I can beat him.
I think this needs to go on YouTube someday. You versus Derek.
Yeah, we need to do that. Now I heard that Andy's good.
His jump shot's good. I don't know if he could be good at 1-on-1.
Oh, okay, cool. Definitely I'm beating Derek. Yeah, 1-on-1.
All right.
I'm thinking like everything, but 1-on-1 definitely.
This is the next viral YouTube video.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm too fast for him.
Well, speaking of Derek and Andy, and there's been a huge surge in Christian hip-hop specifically within the last 10 or so years. So you're new to the scene. What's going to make you stand apart, or not get lost in the shuffle of all these people that are amazing?
For sure. So it's crazy, like I told all that, I forgot to tell one part. When I turned 7, I started singing. So like everyone in my family is like crazy singers, and like I was like, I'm the rapper. But then like when I turned 7, like I was just singing around one day, and then my uncle Kendall, he was like you're gonna be a singer too. And like so I just started working on that too. So like I'm just as good a rapper as I am a singer. So like this next stuff is like really all singing. So I feel like that's gonna, you know, stand me apart from, you know, any of the other guys, because not a lot of people in the Christian market is rapping and singing, you know, and have a good show, and you know what I mean. Like so,
yeah,
I'm just glad, you know, God put, you know, give me the talents that I'm doing. So I think that's gonna stand me apart, and also just staying true to myself. Some of these cats.
One of the things you mentioned in your concert is that you're supposed to be here. You feel that. You mentioned how you weren't even supposed to be on the earth at all.
Yeah, bro.
And then now you're here. Like,
yeah, bro.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so you see my set, I talk about my mom and my dad. They had me. My dad was 19, my mom was 17. And I remember talking to him. It was last year or a couple years ago, and they told me that. Because, you know, just in the heat of the moment, they were thinking, like, we need to get an abortion, like, you know, what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And they actually went to the clinic, and just as they was about to get an abortion, doctor said that she was too far along in pregnancy, you know, to get an abortion. So, like, ever since I heard that story, like, it's just been, like, changed my whole focus on, like, life. Like, I remember in that moment, it was just like, dang, like, I couldn't have been here. Like, I would not have been here if it wasn't for, you know, God's hand on my life and saying, no, like, he needs to be here. So, yeah, man, it really just changed my whole way of thinking, my writing, my everything. Because I feel like before, I was just, you know, talking about, you know, regular stuff, like, being a Christian, you know, in this world, whatever. But, like, now I'm just talking about, you know, life stuff, life issues, you know, relationship, you know, stuff that's, you know, gonna mean something to somebody that's going through something, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. you are 18. You mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not super old, but I'm almost 28. But I've seen it my whole life that people come in to Christian music at your age and they're very passionate.
Yeah.
And then down the line they get a little frustrated, whether it's with church or whatever it is, and then they go their own way. So why is that not going to happen to you?
Yeah. So yeah, like, I have this conversation with like everyone all the time, and I just feel like, man, it's kind of corny for like the people that's just like, They build their stuff like, oh yeah, I'm CHH, and then like just out of nowhere, just like, oh yeah, I'm not CHH anymore, I'm getting bored. You know what I mean? So like, that's one thing that's gonna keep me away, because I feel like it's corny. You know what I mean? But two, the one I'm breaking down, like, the one reason like that people and artists like are starting to get this way, because they feel like once they reach a plateau in CHH, they feel like there's nowhere else to go. So they want to go this way, they want to go that way, they want to go mainstream. So for me, I feel like if I just do what God called me to do, like, he's going to open the doors that's going to be needed for me, you know what I mean? If I reach a plateau and I stay there for a while, that's what God wanted for me. Like, I feel like everything happens for a reason. And even me with doing singing and me just making music from my heart, like, I feel like that's going to open mainstream doors, that's going to open, you know, different doors, like being at Creation Fest, being at, you know, Winter Jam, stuff like that. Like,
you were on what chart was, you mentioned it?
CHR, Hot CHR, or something like that. So like, just stuff like that is like, it's different because I feel like I'm just trusting God and, you know, the process, and let him do the work, and I just do what he, you know, called me to do. Yeah. So
I know you've had some recent singles come out, and guys like you are putting out music all the time. How can people stay connected with you and find out more about you?
You said, how can they?
Yeah.
So you can follow me on Instagram, I am Aaron Cole. Twitter is I am Aaron Cole with an extra E, because someone hacked my account. So like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, bro. I was pretty
mad. You already been born like 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I was pretty mad.
When you're popular enough to get hacked, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, right? But I was still mad, because like, I remember it was right before my EP came out. So I was like, dang, I'm not going to get the posted problem. But then like, we got it fixed. We got it taken
care of.
So Twitter is I am Aaron Cole with extra E. My Facebook is Aaron Cole. And then my YouTube is just Aaron Cole. So
YouTube with the Derek Minor. Aaron Cole
basketball
one-on-one that's coming soon.
Oh, yeah,
officiated by Andy Mineo.
That's coming soon.
Alright, yeah, hey man, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 on the rack, bringing all the truth back. Everybody we know, we never own no slack. And we don't need no friends, only ride with my day ones. Jesus, my main one, and I've been on the low for the longest.
That was our interview with Aaron Cole. I'd really like to thank Aaron for joining us. That was actually after his set at Creation Fest this year, Creation East. And it was really exciting to catch up with him right before he signed a deal with Toby to join Goaty Records. That was really fun. He's really great live. He already has a really great stage presence, and I'm sure that in the future he's going to be touring with Toby, and he's just going to really be able to grow under Toby's wing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. You know, Aaron Cole's a one of those artists that really has a lot of potential. Just hearing him sing, hearing him rap, just hearing him share his heart, it's really cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing him grow and putting some good music out under the Goatee Records umbrella.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hey, guys, like I said, this is going to be the last interview podcast for 2017. We probably are going to do another podcast near the end of the year, kind of a discussion podcast talking about our best, our favorite releases from 2017. So it's just going to be kind of a fun roundtable discussion with some of the contributors here at the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Once again, make sure you look forward to the Whole House podcast that's coming out in January 2018. We're excited to launch that as well. You can do that by giving us your email address at decentchristiantalk.com, subscribing us to us on there, and you'll be able to get a email every single time we release a podcast, whether it's this one or the Whole House podcast. We're excited to bring that to you going into 2018. Hey guys, we are headed to Winter Woods 2 this weekend with Kevin Max. We are so excited to be a part of this. I mean, we don't really have a formal... We're not there to do anything except but to enjoy the show. But we're definitely looking forward to hanging out with some of you guys. Definitely look out for us and say hello if you see us. We're excited to go to Nashville this weekend and hang out with Kevin and some of those guys that we've had on the show. Maybe we'll be able to meet some of you guys as well. That'll be so fun. You know, some of the most fun experiences with this podcast has just been kind of networking with other music fans. And that's why we do this. We're a podcast that's for the fans and by the fans. And we just love to, provide an avenue to hang out. And that's cool. So we're really looking forward to seeing you guys there. Winter Woods 2 with Kevin Max this weekend in Nashville, December 1st. There's a lot of stuff going on that weekend in Nashville. Jars of Clay is also playing a show like two blocks away. Charlie Peacock is doing an event with Steve Taylor in Nashville that weekend as well. It's crazy. All this is happening on the same night in the same town. I wish I could, as Steve Taylor used to say, I want to be a clone because I would love to go to all three of those things. Yeah, we just really like to thank you guys for joining us. You can catch us on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast, Snapchat, DCT Podcast. We're definitely going to be posting stuff from this weekend at Winter Woods 2, just like we posted stuff from the Jesus Freak Cruise earlier this summer. We're going to have some exclusive things that we're going to post on there, so you definitely want to follow us on there. You can check us out on Facebook, the Decent Christian Talk page, and the Decent Christian Talk Podcast Discussion Group. You can also check us out on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. That is DC Talk Act and the number 2. Once again, you can also check us out on our website, decentchristiantalk.com. That's where we post everything. We're on YouTube, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play for Android users. We're still on SoundCloud. SoundCloud is still alive and kicking, I guess. Hey, if you're on one of those iTunes or Google Play, if you're listening to us on there, if you could subscribe to us and give us a nice review, we'd really appreciate that. And our favorite thing that you guys do is when you share this show with some friends. That really helps grow our fans and our base a little bit more. We're not in this to be famous or anything, but it is fun to be able to reach more and more people as a podcast that's for the fans and by the fans. Once again, we just really like to thank you guys for joining us all year 2017. It's been so fun. We've talked to so many artists that we've grown up listening to, that we still enjoy listening to today. New artists, seasoned artists. It's been fun, and you guys have made it possible. So thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.